Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Adam, and I am thrilled to be catching up with my entertainment idol, Jodie Benson, whom I have not spoken to since 2018 when she was honoring composer Alan Menken at New York City's famed Carnegie Hall. You know Jodie for her iconic portrayal as Ariel in Disney's The Little Mermaid and more recently as Cal's mom Iris in season 4 of Netflix's Sweet Magnolias. I am delighted to once again be part of Jodie's world as she is gearing up to star in and close out one of my favorite off-Broadway plays, Michael Griffo's Pen Pals. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Adam Rothenberg, and for the past 17 years, I have been going behind the scenes with celebrities from the world of film, television, theater, and music. With over 2,300 interviews under my belt, I make my guests feel comfortable and at ease, allowing us to talk about life behind the curtain. So without further ado, I am flipping my fins to welcome the one, the only, Jodie Benson.
Oh, thank you, Adam. That's a very sweet introduction. You're very kind. It's lovely to chat with you today.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm thrilled to be catching up with you.
Thank you.
So we are here to talk about Michael Griffo's Pen Pals, which you are about to go into. So how did this come your way?
Well, it's really amazing. My agents at DGRW, I think everybody went and saw the play and immediately thought of Marcia and me because we have been best friends for almost 39 years. And Marcia is also with DGRW. So the agents just kind of got together and said, we're going to throw this over to the producers. We're going to pitch this idea because they are real friends, you know, that have covered several generations here with decades. So the producers just kind of jumped on it and said, this would be a really fun way to close out the run of Pen Pals. So we figured out our schedules, and this is my first time to perform in a show back in New York since Crazy for You, and it's Marcia's first time to perform in a show since The Who's Tommy. So for both of us, it's like 34 years, I think, since we've actually done a show. I have never done an off-Broadway production. Marcia hasn't either. And neither of one of us have done a play in New York, and neither one of us have done a play together. So it's a lot of firsts. It's really fun. We're really excited. It's going to be just an incredible, incredible opportunity.
So speaking of starring with Marcia, how did you two first meet?
Well, it's kind of funny. We met doing a Broadway musical called Welcome to the Club, which was Cy Coleman's final production. It lasted about 12 performances, I believe. So the great thing that came out of that Broadway flop was our friendship. And I met her before the Little Mermaid film came out. So I was actually flying back and forth between New York and LA. And Sam Wright, who played our Sebastian, was also in Welcome to the Club. So it just has all these interesting little things that are part of the journey. And there's always great things that even come out of challenging situations. So we're very, very thankful, you know, that we had that crazy opportunity and a crazy show experience. But again, great things can come out of really challenging situations. So,
and how long after you meeting in the show did you know that you were going to be friends? Like, how long did the friendship take to start?
It was instant.
Wow.
It was at the callbacks.
Oh my gosh.
We connected at the callbacks right away. And there was just something really, really special about her. And there is something really special about her. Yeah. And she brings out different parts of who I am. And we just make a great team. And it's so surreal that we're getting to do this together. It's crazy that this opportunity has presented itself.
And with that, with the history of your real life friendship, how do you feel that emulates the friendship of Bernie and Mags in the show?
I think it's perfect. I really do, because I'm a lot like Bernie. And she's a lot like Mags. So we had no problem once we read the script. We both were like, oh yeah, These are who we are. So there's a lot of reality in our interpretations of these characters. There's a lot of things that we can connect to our character and to each other. Yeah, it's such a great play, as you know. And it's fun to kind of peel back the layers of these characters. And we were fortunate because we do have this great foundation of a true friendship. We also get to see each other almost every month. I travel out for my work with Disney with various responsibilities. I'm usually out in LA almost every month. I saw her last week in North Carolina. I'll see her this week in LA. And we actually will get to rehearse together, you know, before we actually have our day of rehearsal. You get like a day of
Oh my
rehearsal.
God.
And I'm actually going from, I'm out here in California right now. I actually go from Anaheim to LA to London to straight to New York. So it's like when I land, we open, you know. So it's
Oh
going
my
to be
God.
a little bit crazy, but I think having, we have this weekend together and we will be able to really tackle this script together and just really be able to delve into this together as a team. And so I'm very grateful that we have that time because just one day is a little bit scary, a little bit overwhelming, but we have the gift that we don't have to memorize the script, which is wonderful.
I was just going to say, I
You
hope it will
know?
ease your mind that you do get to have the script on stage to refer
Yes.
to.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, we're familiar with the letters, but having to remove that issue of memorization takes off a lot of level of anxiety, I think, and a little bit of that stress, so that we can just take a deep breath, relax, and tell the story. And yeah, it's going to be really special.
It's a beautiful story.
Yes, it is.
And you mentioned that you feel like you both are perfectly cast, you as Bernie and Marsha
Yes.
as Meg. Part of Bernie's story made you feel like this is the perfect character for you to play.
I think growing up in a smaller area in Illinois and wanting to kind of step outside of the box and it not really being permissible or acceptable to think outside, coming from a smaller sort of contained area. And I think Bernie does have some of that deep-rooted longing and yearning to be something special, something different, and not the norm. So I can really relate to her in that regard. She has a Catholic upbringing that she struggles with, and I can very much relate to that, that heaviness, that weight. And you can see that she's struggling with that. And the fact that she and Mags, in a lot of ways, are very different. And I think, in a lot of ways, Marsha and I are very different. And then, in some ways, we're exactly the same. But our differences are what make us such a great team as far as a friendship goes. And I think those are the attractions for Bernie and Mags, is that they see that opposite interpretation, they see that opposite way of thinking, and they're both kind of taking off their blinders and being open to taking in thoughts that are different, and that different is good, and that they blend in such a unique way. And I would think that, like, when I first met Marsha, I thought we probably won't connect because we are so very different in areas. But it's those differences that have drawn us so close together.
And I definitely agree with you that Mags and different Mags and Bernie, while they are different, they do have a lot of those similarities. And maybe they don't always see eye to eye on
Correct.
everything,
Correct.
but they are able to respect each other's difference of
Right.
opinions.
And I think call each other out in a good way. And Marsha and I have done that over the course of 30 plus years of friendship. She has called me out on a various, you know, a few different, like, special occasions that were was really hard. But real friends do that. Real friends speak truth with love. I think that's really important to not gloss over just agreeing in order to not produce any type of conflict. I don't personally, I don't like conflict. I don't respond well to
I
it.
have
I
a
have a way of sweeping it under the carpet and denying it and just smoothing over any kind of differences. And I don't think that's always the right way to handle it. And Marsha has encouraged me to speak my truth with love. She has done that to me. And when she has poured that upon me, I'm able to use that in my life as a skill. And it's scary. It's very scary for me to not please everybody. But I grew up as a people pleaser, and Bernie's the same way. But you can see that internal battle that it doesn't work for her. So speaking truth and love is a wonderful gift
Yes.
that Marsha has poured on me and that I'm able to use in my life.
With that, because you have not been on stage together
Right.
since in your 39-year friendship, how do
Yeah.
you feel though your friendship will help each of you ease into the roles as
Yes.
opposed to being cast against someone you never met
I
before?
think it's going to be a tremendous gift to be able to stand on stage with her. It's going to add such a level of intimacy, reality, authenticity, vulnerability to our performances because we are safe with each other, because we know each other, because we trust each other. I think it would be a very challenging play to do with a stranger. But boy, to develop this 50 plus year relationship, to have our depth already is just going to be such a gift. And I'm very thankful for it.
And since the show is all about friendship, what do you hope audiences discover about friendship that they take with them after seeing the show?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So, as you were saying,
That friendship is based on honesty. That friendship is based on loyalty. Friendship is based on being vulnerable with each other, not wearing those masks and covering up and playing pretend. I think at my age, I'm weary of having to play pretend and having to be in relationship with others where it's not honest. It's not based in truth. I have a gift of discernment, so I can read people pretty quickly. And I think I'm weary of the BS and the games. I don't like to play games. I used to survive and to cope and to be liked, but I don't care anymore, if people like me or not, because that's on them, obviously. That's not something I can control. Although I have had issues of being a control freak to try to keep everything safe and harmonious around me, but that's not reality. That's not real. And having children, I've learned that lesson. They have taught me and teach me daily how to be authentic and how to be honest with my words and how to have healthy and safe boundaries. And all of these issues, I feel like I've learned and continue to learn, so much from my adult children. So I'm grateful that I'm someone that can continue to learn and grow and learn new things and be relevant and be teachable. You know, I don't have all the answers, that's for sure.
Yes, I think that's great to be able to admit.
Yeah, and I make a lot of mistakes, you know. I make mistakes probably daily, but I do try to take responsibility for my actions, my words, and seek forgiveness when need be, and ask to be forgiven from others when need be. But then line up my actions with my words. That's really huge for me, is actions and words need to line up. They can't be on two different planets, you know, and have empty words. It just doesn't mean anything. So I think my hope is that as we tell the story of Bernie and Mags, my hope would be that when people see the play and see Marcia and I, that they will have that freedom to feel that vulnerability and then take a look at themselves as a friend. You know, are they being truthful, honest, loyal, real? My hope is that our storytelling will be real and effective, and that people will leave having felt something, or to have maybe have a thought put in their mind about a friendship that they have of their own. That would be my hope.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know you have to get going, so I'll just wrap up with one question. I cannot do an interview with you without combining The Little Mermaid and pen pals together. So if you could receive a pen pal letter from Ariel, what would you want to know about her that you didn't know in 1989?
Wow, that's really a great question. I think I would want to know if we're in 2026 right now. So Ariel, of course, is a mother. And at this point, she may be a grandmother. I don't know, right? I think it would be, you know, was that challenge that you went through in that time for Ariel to find out who she really is and to figure out how to combine these worlds, how to get rid of division? Was it worth it? You know, I'd probably be jotting those notes to her, like, was that troublesome time, that turbulent time, was it worth it? And knowing that her answer very strongly would be yes, because she's a fighter for unity. Ariel is an unconditional person who knows how to unconditionally love others at all types, mammals, animals, sea life, sea creatures, everybody. You know, she loves everyone. And I think she is such an incredible character to find ways to get rid of division and find ways that we can love one another and unify, you know, together. So yeah, I think I would jot that note to her to say, was that worth it? But I already know her answer, you know, it'd be absolutely, you know, because love wins, love conquers, love covers a multitude of issues and sadnesses and divisions, and love unifies. And yeah, I'm really proud of my character. You know, I love voicing Ariel, and I still do. And she's such an incredible heart. She has an incredible heart.
Well, we love you so
thank
much.
You, Adam.
And
that's so sweet.
I wholeheartedly can tell you were the right choice to play Ariel, because all these years later, you still embrace everything that she embodies.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. I appreciate it. I was playing at Disneyland yesterday. I had a day off, and my daughter is out here on the Broadway National Tour of Spamalot. So it just so happened that she was performing here in Costa Mesa outside of Anaheim while I'm here for work this week. And we were just, you know, having fun walking around the park. And of course, I got my Ariel t-shirt on, and I stop and take pictures with lovely people who come up. And, you know, it's really special to get to share that with my family. And both of our, all three of our adult children, my son and his amazing wife, they love my character. They're appreciative of my job. And it's just such a beautiful thing to get to share that, you know, with my family. And when I'm walking around the park, and somebody at the hotel this morning, when I went and got a cup of coffee, this young man did a double take. You know, and of course, I have my hair is crazy, my sweatpants on, no makeup. I don't think I look recognizable at all. And he is just, you know, beelining towards me at the front desk. And he's like, did anybody ever tell you that you look a lot like Jodie Benson? And I said, yes, people say that all the time. But, you know, I wasn't going to tease him. I said, actually, I am. He goes, I am a dad with three little girls. And he said, can I just tell you that you have changed my life? You have single-handedly changed my life. You have no idea how my little girls love Ariel and that you continue to bring her to life and you make this impact in children's lives. You know, it was just, it was so sweet. But that, I never take that for granted. You know, when someone stops and shares their story, which happened several times yesterday at the park, I love to hear their story of what this character means to them, what the movie means to them. It's really such a huge responsibility for me. I feel very responsible and honored. I just feel honored. So yeah, I love my job.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear that that is the same sentiment, because you did mention that too when we talked in 2018. You mentioned that same sentiment of the responsibility you feel. So it's great to, you know, all these years later to continue to hear that from you.
Yeah. It's crazy, right? You know,
yes.
39 years. I'm 39 years with the company. It's crazy.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. And I'm very, very thankful. Very blessed.
I know you have to get going.
No problem. Thank you so much, Adam. I hope I see you at the play.
Yes, I hope to be able to make it.
Yeah,
I'd be very, very excited to see you in the role. And I just want to remind everybody watching and listening that Jodie and her longtime friend, Marsha Mitzman-Gavin, will be starring in and closing out Pen Pals from March 4th through March 15th, 2026 at the Daryl Roth DR2 Theater in New York City. And of course, I will have ticket information on callmeadam.com. So thank you, Jodie, for your time today.
Thank you so much, Adam. It was wonderful to chat with you.
Wonderful
to meet you. And thank you so much for your support with Pen Pals. We're really excited.
You're very welcome. Everybody, I can't wait for everyone to see you both. Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities. And I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy. The show.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's had him. Adam lives for the business of show. Callmeadam.com.